Hey, Chris Johnson here. Hold on a second. I'm just fucking pounding beef jerky. I'm on kind of like a beef jerky kick. I'm not a big jerky guy, like, because I think a lot of it tastes like shit. But one of my buddies at work had this fucking brand. It was like Old Trapper. It's like, you gotta fucking get the Old Trapper jerky. They got like beef sticks too. Like, why? Like, what the fuck is the difference? He's like, it's more tender. That's kind of a big dude. Like, a big dude lets you know what kind of food to buy. Like, what's good. You fucking listen to that asshole. He fucking knows. I don't want to take fucking food advice from some fucking skinny prick. So like when I was working at the radio station, there's a big like donut place in town, Paula's Donuts. And I fucking love Paula's Donuts. And they brought in like the owners and like the fucking like bakers one day at the radio station as like guests. And they were all fucking big women. And I thought to myself, like, these people know what the fuck they're doing. I don't want some fucking skinny asshole making me a fucking donut. I want to see some heft to the fucking chefs and bakers that are making my fucking food. If you work at a fucking bakery and you're fucking skinny, I'm assuming that you're, like, got the fucking discipline of a goddamn monk, or that you think the food tastes like shit. But anyway, I fucking love that jerky. Like, hot and spicy, teriyaki, fucking regular, it's all fucking great. I was reminded of an old college story recently, one that I fucking completely forgot. Isn't it funny how, like, you don't remember a lot of shit, but, like, there are triggers for it. If you read something, if you see something, if you, you know, talk to somebody, like, the whole fucking thing comes rushing back, and you almost remember it exactly the way it fucking happened. But, like, it was completely gone. It was out of your fucking head until that specific moment. And a lot of this shit that I got was from stuff that I was actually writing to, like, one of my cousins from probably back when I was in fucking college. So this had to be fucking 2005. This spring of 2005. This is all, like, instant messenger conversation. I found it on my computer. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I clicked on it and just read fucking through it and I laughed my balls off. So I was an RA in 2005 and I was an RA for 3 semesters. At the time, and for the longest time, I used to say that being an RA was the worst job of all time. That's since been passed, but it was still a pretty bad job. When you're an RA, you get like a bunch of fucking residents. You get like people that belong to you, so to speak, where like you're kind of like responsible for their actions. Like if they fuck up and like you're the fucking like RA of the section, people are going to come to you and be like, hey, how come these assholes are fucking up? So this is what you do. You like walk up to them like, listen, like I don't really give a fuck what you guys do. I don't want to fucking do anything. I don't want to fucking like bust you guys for shit. So how about this? I'll pretend that we're like all buddies and involved in like this community bullshit that they want us to fucking do. And you can do whatever the fuck it is that you want. And if you don't make a fucking ton of noise, we're just gonna fucking get along great. So that's what we did. So there's a whole bunch of people around me that went out one night. They're all fucking loud assholes. So I came back wherever the fuck I was doing. I came back one night. It had to be like a weekend night. And it was super fucking quiet in there. So I knew they all fucking went out. And I was like, great. They went out. They're not gonna be fucking with me. Cause they would always come in my room and talk to my ass all the fucking time. It's like, sometimes it's like, dude, just leave me the fuck alone. You know what I mean? But we're like, when you're an IRA, you can't just say, like, get the fuck out of here. I used to stay up late all the fucking time, the same way I fucking do now. And it's like fucking like 2 a.m, and I'm hearing like fucking like banging on the door across the hall. I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on? So I open the door, and it's my fucking boss. It's the fucking hall director and a fucking cop. I'm like, holy shit. My first thought is like, fuck, I'm gonna get in trouble for something because it's gonna be like something that I must have ignored, right? Like somebody fucked up on my watch and this is gonna be fucking bad news. Fucking cops are hearing shit. They're like, nah, don't worry about it. It's not you. Come down, we'll fucking explain everything. I go down to the front desk. It's a fucking disaster area down there. It fucking smells like shit. There's like beer cans all over the place. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? They're like, well, when you were out, your fucking residence sister came up. So the girl that lived across the hall was a freshman. She's 19 years old. Her sister's fucking 15 years old. So she came up and of course they fucking like went out and they just got destroyed because they're idiots. Fucking 15 year old came home. She's got no fucking shoes on. They're stumbling all over the place. They fucking puked behind the fucking front desk. Because this girl's 15, they gotta call the fucking cops because of like liability issues and shit. It was a fucking disaster. And I was so goddamn thrilled that I wasn't fucking there. And my boss explains all this shit to me. Then I fucking go upstairs and like everybody else is there. Like they know fucking shit went down. They just don't know how bad shit got. They know how fucked up their buddies got. They just don't know like what happened with the cops. So they're coming to me. They're like, dude, what the fuck is going on? I was like, well, this is shitty. So I explained the whole fucking situation. I guess like before they all went out, like the fucking mother was there. Like they met this girl's mom and she's like, do not let my daughter drink. She's 15 years old. Why the fuck did you drop her off at a college dorm with these fucking maniacs? The fuck did you think was gonna happen? You're gonna play fucking Scrabble? Then later on that evening, I heard another knock on the door. It's like 3:45 a.m. I'm like, oh boy, things are fucking heating up. Like, what's going on now? I stick my fucking head through the fucking like peephole. And I can see like a woman out there. It's like, oh, this is the mom. Like, I gotta see this. I was an idiot. I could have just watched from the fucking peephole, but I needed like a view. So I opened the door like a fucking dummy. And this fucking woman just like turns around and stares at me. And she looks fucking miserable. She just got the fucking 2 a.m. phone call that her fucking 15-year-old daughter and her 19-year-old daughter are fucked. They had to call the cops and shit. And I just like stood there and stared at her for 5 seconds. And then finally, I had to fucking say something. I was like, hey, how's it going? And she was like, great. just great. And I was like, oh. And I just slammed the door. I just fucking shut the door in her face. Like, I couldn't have made that any fucking worse for her, could I have? Oh, dude. Man, 22-year-old me was fucking awesome. Fucking moron I am. That was something that just wasn't spoke about the rest of the semester. We all knew it fucking happened, but we didn't fucking bring it up. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as the new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Podbean. That's the host. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every episode's there. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, and wherever other podcasting sites you want, really. I'm fucking all over the place. Twitter, if you're into that shit. I'm really not, but I'm there. That's at Johnson Hates You. Instagram, which I am into. You'll see a bunch of shit there. That's in maybe 5 minutes. And if you want to follow along in Facebook, on Facebook with my timeline, you can catch me there too.